Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to an episode of Pappy's Flash Slamdown.
Yes, back with a bang. 2022. Here we go.
Yes, it's a brand new series. It's a brand new season, and this was recorded. This is an exciting one, actually, because it was our first recording back in front of a live audience.
Yes, hear us remembering how to do it. That's how I remember. You'll be able to actually see us change gear and get back into our stride.
Yeah. Odd to not be performing in slippers.
Yeah. You know. I know. It was weird. I mean, I got in a... You might not hear, but I actually was in the Phoenix cupboard for a while because I'm so used to doing this from my own cupboard. I kind of, you know, it took a while for me to get used to being in front of a live audience.
Well, you wanted to zoom in, didn't you? That was your... You wanted us to just... Everybody else was going to be in the room, but because you've got further travel, you wanted us to just put a laptop in front of a microphone. Like, you know...
It's the ultimate end game for me. That's exactly what I'm aiming for.
What you want to be like is, you know when they call up the apprentice guys at 5 a.m. and say, get yourself to Billingsgate Fish Market. And they all, you know, they all get nicely dressed up and they show up and Claude's there, Karen's there, and in the middle is a TV screen that they just wheel out with Alan Sugar's face on. That's your ultimate dream, isn't it? You're Sugar, I'm Karen, Clarkie's Claude.
Sugar's been my role model for a number of years for a number of reasons. the man just speaks sense, okay? But yeah.
It's well worth following Tom on Twitter as well. Always worth it. Never had a ding-dong I didn't agree with.
Fortunately, we were carried by two fantastic guests in this episode. Tucson Douglas and Maisie Adams. Oh, don't mind it.
Yeah, it's just Maisie Adam, though. That's how charismatic she is. It seems like there's more of her. But yeah, it's Tucson Douglas and Maisie Adam. If you enjoy this recording and you want to come to...
I hadn't finished, actually. Tucson Douglas and Maisie Adams' contributions to this episode
are
phenomenal.
I'm sorry. My apologies for interrupting you mid-flow, Tom.
Yeah, I mean, I'd pause for effect. I think you're fine, Matthew.
This is the reason I don't do any pinter. I hear a pause and I pounce on it. You know, yeah, I can't abide dead air. But you know what? It's a lot less dramatic as a result.
He doesn't do pinter, but check out his Pinterest, guys. It's a real delight for you. Anyway, our guests were fantastic. We had a lot of fun in the end and from the beginning, actually.
All right, Tom. Terrific. Tom, yes, I'm going to inflict a pause on you there. If you enjoyed this recording and you want to come down and see one of the shows live, this is a very exciting month because we're doing two shows back to back on two consecutive days, Monday 21st and Tuesday 22nd of Feb. We're at the Phoenix Cavendish Square with two Flatshare Stand Down recordings. It's going to be a lot of fun.
A double biller. Come for them both.
Yeah. Come down. You know, like, if you don't live in London, this is your opportunity. Make a holiday of it. Come down for the end of the month. Get yourself a nice hotel, you know, somewhere in the centre of town. Come for the Monday night. You know what? Come for the Tuesday night as well. And then on the Wednesday night, either travel back at your leisure or take in a show, take in a Wednesday matinee. This could be, come down to the glittering West End. We're open again. We're ready to see you.
Just to confirm, we're not putting on that musical.
No.
That isn't the third date in this. It's not Wednesday the 23rd. We'll be doing Cats.
You've got to arrange that yourself. That's on you, guys. If you want to go and see the Back to the Future musical, which I've seen is very good, you have to arrange that yourself.
And that isn't part of our epic ticket offer, which is if you buy both, you can get both shows for £15 or £13 if you're a patron. So tickets for individual shows are £9 each, £7 if you're a patron. But... two for a pair. 15 quid all in, Monday, Tuesday, or 13 quid if you're a patron.
The old Cockney expression, two for a pair.
Two for a pair. And yeah. if that hasn't wet your whistle enough, wait until you hear this information. Our guests are to be confirmed.
Yeah, a little bit of mystery. Throw
roll
a bit of mystery
dice
into the mix.
Book now and roll the dice. Will they be great? They always are.
They're always great. If you want to join the Patreon, by the way, to get those discounted tickets, you also get over 150 bonus episodes of shows we've done all the way through lockdown and continue to do weekly. Then patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare. If you go there now, you'll eventually get a shout out on one of these episodes. You'll get on the Patreon Neighborhood Watch roll call. So very, very exciting. Well worth doing. For a fiver, you get all of those. I think it's 4 quid, actually. For 4 quid, you get all of those bonus episodes straight away. It's worth doing. Well worth
doing.
And
you're already saving money on the tickets. So actually, it'll work out even less than that.
Think about it, yeah.
If you keep buying tickets and keep joining the Patreon, we'll end up owing you money.
Let's not go down that, because I feel like, you know, if people start asking us for cash, we haven't got much of a leg to stand on. So let's just remember that the main feed is, as always, free. So enjoy this free episode of Pappy's Flatshare Slam Down with Maisie Adam and Toussaint Douglas.
Douglases.
Tom Ben!
What is it, you bastard?
Now listen, one of you two has got to dust away all these cobwebs that remain from us not being here for ages.
Wow. Oh. Well, it's not going to be me.
No?
Go on, Ben.
No. Real confidence from Tom. It's not going to be me, and Ben is going to tell you why.
It's not going to be me, because I once was in a musical duo with a grime artist who you might remember from his number one single, Number One, with N-Dubs.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, and he was also in Series 14 of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, according to Wikipedia. Anyway, our act, every week I'd write a topical song about what had happened in the news. And that week, there had been a real crime spree in the area, because a local gangster whose nickname was Pumba, because he resembled the animal from The Lion King, had got out of prison.
Okay.
Anyway, we were on stage and my colleague in the band
said to me...
Can
I just check, is anyone still following what's going on?
We're nearly there. My colleague in the band turned to me and said, what key are we going to be performing in and what's the name of the song? And I said, in C, Tinchy Strider, crime's up, the warthog's out. In C, Tinchy Strider, crime's up, the warthog's out.
Is Alan Turing in? Because I've got no clue as to what... I heard all the words. What's that a sort of creaky pun about?
Incy Wincy Spider.
Oh, jeepers.
Climbed up the water spout.
Creepers. Well, I loved it. That even explains me. That's good, strong work. I loved it.
Tinchy Strider. Let's not go out.
No, let's not.
You can rewind
over old Graves Clark. What have you got to say for yourself?
Well, I'd actually just like to hear Tom's again.
Oh, yeah.
I've got such a sweat on. Yeah. Oh, man.
Tom, Hakuna Matata. Absolutely.
Well, actually, funny you should say Crosby, because cleaning away the cobwebs is actually the term I use for clearing my internet history. And over the last year and a half, I've had to do that a lot of times. And also, I actually bought 3 grams of dust off the dark cobweb.
Oh, right, did you? Yeah.
I feel like I've done my piece, well, you know?
Enough about the after-show party. Let's crack on with the show. There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a Flatshare Slam Down!
Flatshare Slam Down!
Hello and welcome to Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, dust the cobweb, web, 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 dust the cobweb, web, 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 dust the cobweb, web, 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 dust the cobweb, web, 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 dust, 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 dust,
He's actually written all that out all the as words well. Out.
What was that a pun on, Matthew?
Well, do you know what it was? It was supposed to be that song, Get a Job, but put up, put up, put up, put up, put up. No better when I explain it.
That's what we're going to have to be doing after tonight.
I could have saved myself some hassle there. I'm the host of Landlord Matthew Crosby. We're back under the same roof for the first time in too long. Let's meet the flies trapped in my web of accommodation. It's Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Oh, hello.
Tom.
Yes.
Tom, you cannot remove the cobwebs on your own. Who will be helping you hold the duster this week?
Well, Matthew, terrible news. The Jamboree's in danger.
Oh, good Lord.
But do not worry, because I have the coolest man I know to open the Jamboree for good. It's Tucson Douglas, everybody.
Tucson.
Yes.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Listen, what kind of a flatmate are you? What's your flat situation?
I'm the flatmate that gets the toilet roll.
Yes.
I'm the toilet roll buyer.
And you're saying, you go out and buy it rather than you get it and you keep it in your room and don't let anyone see that. Don't let anybody else use it.
Yeah, no. I buy it for the flat.
So you're the
that's my job.
You're the responsible one.
Did you feel the pressure at
just
the start?
Just purely for toilet roll buying.
Oh, that's
nothing
it.
Else. Sure. It's a very specialist.
And how do you feel as somebody who is obviously buying a lot of toilet roll?
Yeah.
How do you feel about the TPing situation during trick-or-treating recently? Because we've just had Halloween, when people are throwing toilet rolls willy-nilly into people's trees, over people's houses.
Yeah, yeah.
How does that make you feel?
Absolutely sickens me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And also, what ply are they using? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They haven't thought about that, have they?
What ply are you using?
Right, I use 2-ply. Fair. Which is, it's suitable.
It's all you need.
It's all you need. You know, if you go in 4, 5, 6-ply... Come on now, you need to feel it, do you know what I mean? You need to feel it, you're living
Absolutely.
In a dream world.
Yeah.
All right, you 6-pliers out there, come back down to the real world, all right? You're shitting.
Yeah.
All right?
6-ply, you may as well use a mattress.
Exactly.
Well, Clark,
and I
does.
Do, yeah.
And Clark, who have you brought along with you this week?
I brought along my friend, Maisie Adam.
Maisie Adam is here. Maisie, we've got to ask the question, what kind of ply are you using?
What ply are you on?
That was quite harrowing to hear. I'm at least a 3-ply gal. Ooh,
really?
Yeah.
You're doing well for yourself.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Mock the week money's coming.
That's literally you just, feeling the ply, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just feeling it all up in the supermarket.
Because the thing that I mean, I hate to just get stuck on the ply though. If you're 2-ply, just fold it over if you need a bit more ply.
No. My school was very stingy on the old ply.
Oh, yeah.
Not a sentence I thought I'd be saying on a Monday night. But literally, like, you know, the sort of tracing paper.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
That greaseproof paper that would... You'd try and fold it and it would bake it into like a spike.
Mate, when I was like in year 8, I thought I'd started my period, but I think I just had a paper cut.
A visceral image.
Too much.
Sorry. A visceral image.
And you swore that day onwards, I'm always going to go 3 or above.
Yeah.
Never going to slum it like this. What's your flat like? Do you buy the toilet roll?
Yeah, I do. I think, right, obviously, I think I'm an all right flatmate. My trouble is that I have quite high, I think I'm quite high maintenance.
Okay.
Like, I get moody if somebody's not done the washing up or anything like that. My difficulty is that I don't say that.
Oh.
I'm terrified of confrontation.
Tough.
So I will get into a bad mood myself.
Yeah.
And then I am probably the problem rather than the dirty plate. Because I'm throwing the dirty plates around.
How does your bad mood manifest itself? Are you a sulker? Are you a stomper?
I think I'm a sulker. And then if somebody went, "You all right, Maisie?" I'd be like, yeah, fine. I don't even think I give it across in a fine. I think I give a very convincing. I'm really fine, actually. Yeah, very.
Because you're saying that very convincingly. Are you actually in a shit mood now? Because
are you enjoying the record? Or?
Genuinely worried.
I've come here to pick a bone. That time you lot came round for dinner and didn't offer to wash up afterwards.
But we brought so much toilet roll, though. Come on. So we have met our guests. Let's see who will be dusting the cobwebs and who will be casting the dobwebs.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been a long time since I've had to do this, guys. I'm a little rusty.
Is it too late to leave?
Where's your poker face now, baby?
Let's play round one.
Little girl so small down there, just eight legs and a tuft of hair. But my partner proclaimed it so, said that spider has got to go. Now my partner has gone downstairs, and they're gloriously unawares that I'm cowering against the wall, and I've stood on my tallest chair. Thought I could, thought that I was hard, with my glass and a piece of card. But then you moved a tiny bit, and I screamed shit because of that spider scurrying in my bathroom. Oh man, look at that arachnid go. It was right by my toe. Take a look at me, a grown man, screaming like a bagpipe. Oh man, why are you my greatest foe? Does anyone know?
Strap in, everyone.
Why I'm scared of spiders.
Oh, so bad.
Yeah.
He had range, didn't he, that man? He had range.
You know what? The only way that could have been sort of... I mean, it would have been less offensive to the estate of David Bowie if you'd dug him up.
That was the vocal equivalent of one ply.
I sent Clarkie, so I had three goes at the end.
Yeah?
And I said, I think on the last one I nail it.
Oh.
I went with the first.
Oh, did you? I swear I got that. I'm going to find that, and I'm going to play it to each and every one of you as you leave.
Sounds like a new Liam Neeson film. I will find you, and I will play you that fucking horrible song.
I got there, didn't I? I did get there.
You did get there. It's a shame I went with the first one. It's a real shame, mate.
Well, I tell you what, because when we edit the podcast, we'll put the third one in just at random intervals during that. I'll just throw to it. In fact, let's hear it now.
Does anyone know why I'm scared of spiders?
Lovely stuff. So you can imagine what that.
The disappointment in Tucson's eyes 5 seconds in, he went, is this you? It is, mate, yeah. And it's 2 minutes long.
So this round one is called Web of Deceit. Now, I'm going to give each contestant a fact about something or someone web-related. They have to come up with two lies. Their opposing team then has to work out which is the truth and which is the bald-faced falsehood. We'll start with Maisie. Maisie, there is your truth. Your web-related thing is spiders.
Yes.
You've got the fact there. Can you give us two more?
Two more.
Okay.
Any
order you like.
We're trying to fool them, so pop them willy-nilly and make them convincing. And basically what I'm doing here is buying you time.
Yes. So.
Thank you. I was really... Nice. I was like, use long words, please.
No, unfortunately, that's something I can't do. I'm on borrowed time.
Spiders.
Spiders' webs, much like human fingerprints, no two are the same. Fact one.
Good strong fact.
That feels like it's the one, doesn't it?
Is that what you said after take three? Let's hear it again, guys.
Why I'm scared of spiders.
Feels like it's the one.
She's speechless after take three.
That's really strong.
Peacock spiders perform a mating dance that many people think looks like the YMCA.
Good strong facts. Two good strong facts there from Maisie Adam.
Oh, you see. Tough.
That
That came with a big...
Are you ready for fact three?
Take three.
Because I'm not. Fact three. Aragog the spider from the Harry Potter films...
I've heard of it.
...was voiced by Lorraine Kelly's husband.
Oh, my God, they're all good.
They're good. Three good strong facts. So we've got Lorraine Kelly's husband, we've got the YMCA, and we've got fingerprints. Toussaint, Tom, what are you thinking? Mm. Talk us through it.
Lorraine Kelly's husband.
Yeah.
Does he have a name?
Not on this sheet of paper.
I'm sure strong, he does. It'd be strong. Weird if he didn't, wouldn't it?
It would be a bit weird, yeah. That's nameless.
Here's how it feels to us, I think. Mm. That first one came out like it was the fact, right? And we all thought, that's the fact. But then, and then you worked really hard to make it sound like the other two were definitely lies. And either you're being really clever or you're really bad at this game.
But there was a real flourish with the second one. That YMCA, that little detail was beautiful. You know?
And
it
makes spider, me think, yeah.
You know, that there's could
much
be something
like
there.
The dance.
And,
much
and like the spider's dance, got yeah. like eight arms, so it could do the YMCA oh, with a plomb, couldn't it? The spider could do the YMCA in one sift, like
but
on its own. Doesn't need to get three members of the family up. He can just do it on himself.
How would he get the letters YMCA with eight? He could do it in bubble writing.
I don't know, it's your fact, Maisie. So.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what font he's doing it in. It's like Comic Sans or something.
Joker all the way.
Are you leaning towards that second one?
I just feel it's so rich in its detail.
As opposed to Lorraine Kelly's husband.
Sorry.
The nameless.
Yeah.
The nameless
Mr.
Husband.
Kelly.
There is a name, actually.
I'm delighted.
Yeah, it was written in a different font, right, so I didn't
sorry,
see.
Okay.
In Webdings, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. 18 months away. Pinchot.
I just think it's so on brand that you have a brain that can get a font pun straight away. His name is Liam Kelly.
Liam Kelly, okay.
That's...
Well, that's discounted that one. Yeah.
Number two?
It's between one and two, you're thinking.
One would be sensible. Two
one,
would be...
I think...
Two for the glory.
We've come here to win.
We've come here to win.
Clearly not, because you've not gone for the Lorraine fact.
No! Is it... Number two, we're saying number two.
You're saying number two.
Yeah,
we're sure you don't want to go for the Lorraine fact.
God, it's like choosing the quiche all over
again. I'm gonna ask you to lock it in.
We're locking in two.
Two for two ply, yeah.
Right.
I mean, you were so close to going for Lorraine as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
But you would have been wrong. It is YMCA. That is correct.
Yes!
That is a point.
To
Tom and Toussaint.
They were three great facts.
No, Ben, they were two great facts, and then I panicked. And for some reason, my brain went to Harry Potter and Lorraine Kelly.
Beautiful. Your happy place.
Now,
the lockdown was hard on everyone, Tom.
Now, Toussaint, your web-related thing is Google.
Right.
You've got your fact. Mix it amongst some lies.
Okay, so all the facts have to be about Google, pertaining to Google, is that?
All of them about Google.
Okay.
So what you have to do is come up with two other facts that are related to Google.
Oh, so they don't all have to be facts?
Well...
Because I was just going to give three facts.
No.
Don't guess facts.
No, I know lots of facts about Google.
Two falsehoods, one fact... The fact that's written there.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
I just can't wait to find out what Google's husband's called.
I'm going to start with the fact because that's the easiest one. It's
Why
just
not?
Here, to be
Why
honest.
Not? Start with it.
But is it?
Don't let this get in our heads.
I love this shit.
He's playing us.
This is how we play.
Isn't that the way you would do it? I don't
understand.
It's just, it makes sense.
It buys you thinking time. Of course,
but they need to guess the fact, right?
Yeah. Okay. If you want to tell them, it's so fine.
This is a mind game, definitely.
I know.
And it's working. Don't let it go in.
No, look ahead.
If all three are facts, you're winning, right? You win. No?
Toussaint, you know the game perfectly well.
Too well.
I'm a bit distracted because this kind of reminds me of what I used to wipe my arse, actually. Definitely a two-ply job, this. Okay. Tim Berners-Lee, who was the inventor of the World Wide Web, we're familiar with that. So far, factual. Tim Berners-Lee. Berners.
Read the rest of the sentence, Toussaint.
I am. Tim, it says, it literally asked me to say Tim Berners-Lee.
Right.
Who was the inventor of the internet.
Yeah.
Brackets, World Wide Web. That's what it literally is.
What about him, Toussaint?
It's quite officious, this, actually.
A lot of brackets in this fact.
This is also in Wingding, so I'm translating. So that's why it's taking me a bit longer, but I'm a bit rusty on the Wingdings. Just give me a minute.
Yeah. It goes away, doesn't it, once you leave school?
It does,
It falls away, your Wingdings.
Tim Berners-Lee. Every time you throw me, I've got to start again. That's how you translate Wingdings. Tim Berners-Lee. At least one person laughed. Just start again, to be honest. Tim Berners-Lee, he was the inventor of the internet. So to prove that the first photo, that they were able to upload photos to the internet...
That's how it's written, is it?
I'm paraphrasing now because...
Oh, now you're paraphrasing.
It would take quite a long time. All right, well, I'll do it literally. Okay, Tim Berners-Lee.
Start again.
They wanted it literal. Okay. This is what you asked for. You wanted the fact literal. No, fine, that's fair enough. No, I'll translate it. It'll take me a bit longer.
Let's go back into lockdown. Fuck this.
Don't worry. Tim Berners-Lee, who was the inventor of the internet, open brackets, World Wide Web, close brackets, to test that the uploading of a photo, the first photo that he used...
That is how I wrote it. He's got a sheet of A3 paper he's reading this off.
He started so well.
Was a photo of him. Bear in mind, this is the first. Okay, this was testing the. I need a bit of context, because otherwise you're not going to think this is a fact. But it is a fact, so you have to bear in mind.
That's not what
we're
thinking.
It does get a little bit preposterous, but this is context, and it helps you actually.
Okay.
So this was right at the beginning of the internet. So no one was using the internet. All right, that's why this particular photo was uploaded, because he didn't think it was going to take off. To be honest,
it was 2011.
That's not a fact. Don't just go.
Start again.
So he uploaded a test photo, and that photo was of him in the bath. And this is actually the first photo, factually, technically, which was uploaded to the World Wide Web. So do you want me to say that again?
No.
So what's the fact? Just Tim Berners-Lee put a photo up of him in the bath. When he invented the World Wide Web.
I mean, you could put it like that, yeah. That wouldn't be quite the translation, but yes, that was... Okay, second fact. Okay. Sorry, this one's in Comic Sans. Google was originally... Okay, this is... I can't even... was originally called Backgrub.
Called what?
Back rub.
Yeah, it was originally called back rub. And
do you want us to spell it for you?
Yes.
No.
B A C K rub. Now, this is one word. Oh, sorry. R U B.
Thank you.
One word.
Thank you.
Okay. Third fact.
That was the second fact. Just Google used to be called back rub.
That is correct.
Okay.
You're going back to lit firework here. Just let them go.
Third fact. Google. That's 00. No, I saw a few blank stares. Because sometimes when you look on the... No, sorry, a little detour, but this is... So sometimes when you go on the Google homepage, because they change the thing, don't they? And they put different... Sometimes it's more than two O's, but actually the correct spelling is two O's. Okay. Google...
Yeah.
...was originally called... Sack Club.
How are you spelling Sack Club, Tucson?
Right, thank you very much for... Yes. Sack Club. That's S-A-C-K.
Yeah.
It's one word, club.
There's no hyphen.
There's... Yeah. To point out, there is no hyphen. Because that... You could... In the early days of the internet, hyphen would be a complete... It'd take you somewhere else.
It was 2011.
It would take you somewhere else. That'd be probably actually porn. And that's why they changed the name. That's why they changed the name.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've got three facts here. Oh,
let Tucson repeat them, please.
No, it's...
You want me to recap? I can recap.
So...
Well, that's all we got time for.
Three facts about Google. The first one, well, not really about Google.
isn't
it? Well, isn't
it? Maybe it is a bit.
Isn't
it? I think it is a bit.
But Tim Berners-Lee
is a bit.
Uploaded the first ever photograph uploaded to the internet was of Tim Berners-Lee in the bath, uploaded by Tim himself. The
to
next
Google.
One is that Google was
back
originally
rub.
Called
Back Rub.
Back Rub.
Back rub yeah.
Or it was called
Sack Club.
Sack Club. Okay. So.
Backrub Sack Club was our original name for this podcast, wasn't it? We've had worse titles.
What are you thinking, guys? I mean, are we...
My mind is just blank now.
He's dazzled you. Yeah. He dazzled you.
What? Where's your head at? I mean, mine's not at Sack Club.
No, but then it's not at any of them.
The Tim Berners-Lee fact... Well, no offence, but I zoned out for bits of it, so I can't remember.
I was riveted.
What was it that Tim Berners-Lee took a...
Do you want me to...
No. No.
Absolutely fine, mate.
The first photo ever uploaded to the internet was a picture of him in the bath.
Of him in the bath.
Which
what
sounds...
does Tim Berners-Lee look like?
Well, I don't know. I've only seen him from the neck down, unfortunately.
I feel like I'd know that. It would be like the Tom from MySpace photo. Everyone knows it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
I
and
think
also,
I'd know.
It isn't really about Google, is it?
No.
Isn't it?
I gave you a little clue with the homepage. I gave you a little clue.
It was in there.
And then Google...
I like the way Maisie's just ignoring them now. I'm just going to barrel through.
I can't pursue that.
What are you thinking? I'm going to push you for an answer because the question lasted way too long.
Why would you call it Backrub?
I don't know. Why would...
But then
any
why
of
would
these
you call it Google?
Yeah.
Why was there something called Ask Jeeves for ages?
Well, now we're getting to the bottom of something.
Jeeves took a photo of himself in the bath, and that's why you don't hear about him anymore.
I didn't ask for that, Jeeves. It was unsolicited.
It's now known as unsolicited Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves is what they said to him in court.
Again, he's either been very clever.
Yeah. The end, full stop.
Are you thinking Tim Berners-Lee is the lie?
Well, no, two of them are alive.
Oh, no, two of them are alive.
Bloody hell.
Oh, my God. Two of them are lies. Right, well, it's Backrub then, isn't it?
Backrub's the right one.
Google must have been called Backrub.
Let's go with it. Yeah.
Because Backrub's are nice, and it feels nice when you...
Yeah, and it's like, we're helping you out.
Are you helping somebody out?
We're giving you a Backrub.
We're locking in Backrub.
You're right to do so. You're absolutely correct.
Yay! For that.
Oh. Deserved. We deserve to come away with a victory there.
I know. Well played, everybody. Christ alive. Okay, Clarky, it's your turn. Your fact is about the wicked web-slinger himself, Spider-Man. Can you give us your three facts, please?
Yeah.
Yes.
Good. Let's hear them.
Tim Berners.
Is there a hyphen in that?
The first ever issue of a Spider-Man comic featured Spider-Man depicted with four arms and four legs.
Oh.
And people found it too disturbing to get on board with.
Did he do the YMCA at any point?
A good strong fact to start off there. Yeah. Clarky, two more, please.
In the first ever edition of a Spider-Man comic, Spider-Man was depicted as shooting webs out of his butt.
No.
And people found it too disturbing to get on board with.
All right. So we've got four arms, four legs, and butt firing.
Barack Obama.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Was initially depicted.
I wonder they want to see the birth video.
Barack Obama appeared in a Spider-Man comic, not the first edition one, and Spider-Man had to choose the difference between him and an imposter.
Okay. All right, so we've got there... We've got the two initial...
That shut you up, hasn't it?
The two initial...
Oh, that's
this is how we
one.
Play, guys. The two initial depictions of Spider-Man, basically eight limbs and firing a web out of his butt, or Barack Obama. Mm. Nobody expected that.
Question. On the Barack Obama fact...
Yeah.
Is there a hyphen?
So what I want to ask about the Barack Obama issue.
Please do. Right,
yeah. Who was the imposter?
Well,
what villain was it?
Well, unfortunately, it doesn't say on my fact sheet.
Okay.
Suffice to say, he's married to Lorraine Kelly.
Liam.
Liam Kelly.
Liam Kelly, as I live and breathe. Right. Come on then, let's...
What are you thinking?
It's not going to be firing webs out your arse, is it?
But right? Why, though?
It's a good point. It's a good point.
Not afraid to ask the big questions.
Okay, back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
The drawing board.
Because don't spiders, actual spiders, it comes out of their arse.
Yes.
So that would actually be anatomically, if they were going for an anatomically realistic Spider-Man in the first issue, say...
His catchphrase was, pull my finger, wasn't it?
That could have legs.
Wow. Fires in hand. The original song was Spider-Man, Spider-Man fires a web out of his can.
So is that on the fact sheet?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me just... Out of his can, yeah.
I don't think it's Barack Obama, because I think Clarky said choosing from an imposter because of the popular Spider-Man meme. Where he's pointing at himself.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that's why he's gone for that.
Okay.
That's really good deduction, Tom.
So I would like to wipe that. And I think he put the other two. It's one of the first two.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to push you for one of those two, though.
What are you thinking about the first one?
I don't think you're going to write a cartoon where something's coming out of a guy's arse.
Really?
That's not Stan Lee's way, is it?
It's not Stan Lee's way.
I think Stan Lee... I mean, I didn't know him personally, so I don't want to like libel. I mean, he's dead, isn't he, to be honest? But I think he liked a bit of butt stuff. He looked like he always had that cheeky little glint in his eye, didn't he? Wow. The cameos, like it just like a little finger. And also, actually, and this is one for all the guys out there, all right, it's quite nice actually.
Okay.
The male G-spot is actually up the just look, you don't. Just be confident in yourselves, your sexuality. Everyone can have a good time.
Do you think that was Stanley's message?
I think it was, yeah. And America just wasn't ready for it at the time.
I think it's number one.
Okay, I'm going with two. Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna have to. You're gonna have to work as a team, guys. Like Spider-Man's many limbs, you have to work as a team.
Go on.
Two ply two.
You're going 2 ply 2. I can reveal the
animals went in 2 ply 2.
The correct fact is that Barack Obama did appear.
Yes, come on.
In an issue of the Spider-Man comic.
Oh! Well done.
Two Obamas showed up. It was. They put it out just before the inauguration. Two Obamas showed up to the inauguration. Spider-Man had to ask him a bunch of questions to work out which was the real one, and it turned out to be the Chameleon. Of course the Chameleon was the villain.
Was one of them, were you born in Kenya?
Yes.
Particularly xenophobic Spider-Man. Can I see your birth certificate, please?
Tom, there's yours. Okay, now, Tom, you are to end the round now. Your fact is about our web-footed pals, ducks.
Ducks, love ducks.
Who doesn't love ducks,
is
man?
Is that your first fact?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, ducks sleep vertically. Okay. Not on land, like they're in the water. But they sleep in the water?
They sleep on the water.
They sleep in the water vertically.
Ooh. Well, how would they be in the water horizontally?
If they're dead.
Do you mean like, upside
down? Like, there's a duck in the water, right?
Yeah.
Going along. So what? That's a duck in the water asleep.
What, head in?
No, head out. Head out.
Wait,
beak
up.
Arse down.
Beak up.
That's the way I like to duck.
Head in, arse up. That's the way I like to duck.
That's the way I sleep. I'm a duck.
But then their little webbed feet just out
They took
in
them
front.
In like a plane.
They took them into what?
That's not on the paper, but they took them in like a plane.
They're plumage.
They sleep vertically in the water. Right?
Yeah, okay.
They took their hands in, or their feet
haven't got hands.
In like this.
Do you know what a duck is?
They haven't got hands.
Sorry, and how I'm they imagining do the YMCA. A duck going to sleep stood like how a police officer tucks their hands into their vest.
Yeah, that's actually quite good.
That's it. That's how you're saying they're going to sleep.
Their legs are coming in, they're tucking in like that, and then up they go, because they're heavy on their bottom because their feet are tucked in.
And they stay on the water, they don't...
So they sleep with their necks upright?
Yeah.
Nah, bruv.
Fact two, please.
When ducks sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Half their brain is always going. So they never actually sleep. Like, they have half their brain on the go. Like a dolphin or a shark, actually, yes.
Nice.
Number three. If a duck dreams...
Okay.
Right, hang on.
All right. You're starting the fact with if. Fucking hell. It's just a bad translation of the Wingdings, isn't it? Translate it again. Yeah, yeah, it's a bit inaccurate, isn't it? Yeah, it's a hyphen, yeah.
Yeah. No.
Oh, boy.
If
a duck dreams, we've got no way of knowing about it.
That's brilliant or just fucking stupid. I genuinely...
Three strong facts there. So we've got two about the way ducks sleep. Either butt down, firing out all manner of web-related nonsense into the water, head straight up. Either with, did you say, half their brain not functioning?
Yeah, so like it's like that in the water. So it's like their legs are down and their heads are up.
Have you ever seen a duck? That's you. That's you shitting in the sea, Tom. That's not.
So they either sleep vertically. They either sleep with half their brain on the go.
Yeah, yeah.
Like dolphins or sharks.
Or we don't know if they dream.
Well, I mean,
no, I believe it was if a duck is dreaming, we have no way of
knowing.
We don't know nothing about it, or something like that.
We know nothing.
If Owie. Adult dreams, we have okay. no way well, of knowing about
what
it.
What are you thinking, though? Because they're three very,
I'm
very
thinking
good
that's
facts.
Something off of a like dodgy fortune cookie. In badly translated.
That duck you've just eaten. Yeah. Did it dream?
We'll never know.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen any ducks asleep in your life?
Who's to say? I think that when they... I'm sure they do like a little tuck in their head.
I think they go off
on... duck tuck.
Yeah.
Duck tuck, yeah.
I think they go on land and sleep in a nest.
Okay.
Like could a normal they? Duck.
Oh, yeah.
You're picturing a specific duck that might...
Yeah. The ducks I'm acquainted with, sure. they like to take themselves off to a...
They're pretty straight.
What I'd do if I was a duck. Yeah. Wouldn't catch me sleeping vertically.
In the water?
In the water. No, wouldn't mug myself off.
Okay,
like
so you don't think it's the water. Talk us through the other two facts.
And it can't be the third one.
I don't know, that
can't.
One's... There's a real
sense,
romance to that one.
Is there?
There is, isn't there, actually?
It's quite poetic.
It is.
What's fact two again?
Fact two is they have,
oh,
when
the
they're
brain.
Asleep, half their brain is still awake.
You came in with something about dolphins and sharks. Is that true?
Yeah.
So it does happen.
By the way,
you
the
don't
least,
know.
Yeah. The least definite, yeah.
Well, yeah. I have to say, half my brain is asleep right now.
I'm well, glad to see half it woke up.
If it happens for dolphins and sharks, it could happen for a duck, couldn't it?
There you go. Could do.
As the old proverb goes.
Right, which one are you going to go for?
I think
though?
We're going to go for two.
Oh. I've got a feeling it's going to be the third one.
Well,
it can't.
Go with
I
your
know,
guts.
But...
Go with your little gut ducks.
Go with our gut ducks.
Liz, should we go for two?
I think
feel
two.
Sensible, but
we'll
I feel
like an absolute
one.
Idiot if we go for three and it was two.
Yeah.
Whereas if we go for two and it's three,
then we
that's
just
a...
high five.
Yeah.
Just have a good time.
Yeah.
Great.
Just,
we're going to go for two, please.
Tom, reveal your facts, please.
If. No.
Oh.
No. Oh. It's number two. Ducks
it's
can
half a brain.
Ducks
yes.
can turn off half their brain.
Well done, Ben.
Well done, Ben and Maisie. Another point.
Damn it.
So, producer Gwyn, tell me the truth and nothing but. What are the scores at the end of round one?
The scores are Tom and Toussaint have one. Ben and Maisie have three.
God. Formidable.
So, Ben and Maisie are in the lead, but they could still be on the receiving end of a cob job.
Bloody hell. Bloody hell.
I don't stand by that.
Before the podcast recording, you told me you listened to like episodes from like 10 years ago and you cringe, but I'm cringing now.
Yeah. We're just laying the seeds for the next 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got Bernard Manning as your script editor.
Bernard Hyphen Manning sending a picture in the
Matt
bath.
Just did a kiss up to the sky.
He's in a big embassy in the sky. Anyway, everything could change when we play round two, but we will see you after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Let's head into round two. It's flat game!
Yay!
Let's play together.
Games! Let's play forever.
Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there.
Do as you're told.
Games! If you lose, you get nothing.
Games!
If you win, you get gold.
Oh!
Gold.
Listen to that!
Gold. We've missed you.
Listen to that!
You don't get that on a Zoom call. This week we're playing our version of Tarantula Tango, which we're calling...
Hang on.
What's Tarantula Tango?
I think it's a board game. But we came up with the title first, and I searched if there was a board game that sounded a bit like it. To keep the spider theme, this is called Taran Tarantula.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, there we go. So
I don't mind that.
Here's how Taran Tarantula works, folks.
You have to explain. We all know Taran Tarantula.
Taran Tarantula, of course you do. I'm going to ask each player to sing about a different creepy crawly to the tune of a 1980s pop classic. It's up to their partner to tell us what creature they were singing about. Okay, so we're going to start, Tom, as you're in such good voice, we're going to start with you.
Can we go on the third take, please? Is that all right?
Let's hear it again. Voice of an angel, that guy. Voice of an angel.
I got there. Now,
nailed it.
You're going to be singing... Okay. Now, you've got your creepy crawly there. Yeah. You're going to be singing... to the tune of Hungry Like the Wolf by Duran Duran, okay? Duran Durantula, as I call them.
Okay.
Okay. Gwyn, have you got the music?
Ready to go.
Let's go.
There's the music. You can't find the key before you hear the music. Well, as I said to Tinchy Strider, I'm going and I'm feeling alive. I'm on the lash because I'm out of my hive. Honey, I like to eat honey. It makes me some money, yeah. I'm the best that you've ever seen. But please don't tell me about my queen. Doo-doo-doo, I am honey, and I make money. What can you see? I am a bee, and I am flying around the world, having good times, drinking some wine, because I am a bee.
Okay, thank you, Tom, everybody. Tom. Tom. Now, I left out a crucial rule there, I believe. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's on me.
I saw a loophole, I exploited it. Yes.
Can I just say, by the way, Tucson, I love it when a player starts making notes.
Just one note on this one.
It's a wasp.
Have you got any idea which creepy crawly Tom was singing about?
He was singing about creepy crawly. Ah, shit.
Might have to make a few more notes.
Yeah. I've got a note here. There's a bit that really stood out for me. I make money. Yeah. So I thought, this is a really... Like that, successful.
Yeah, it's a successful creepy crawly, yeah. So this is a creepy crawly that you eat honey and you make money.
Okay, well, I'm a scientist.
No. So they eat honey and they make money.
And I sleep upright.
Tucson, any idea what the creepy crawly was?
So there was a bit, yes. Again.
Okay, yes. See how you like to play.
I believe it was the bridge, what did you say?
Yeah, the bridge.
Honey.
Yeah.
The middle eight, okay. I guess, yeah, you'd call it that, yeah.
That was quite catchy, actually.
Thanks, man.
Steve Lamack's round table. You don't
need to... I wish it was.
It'd be great, wouldn't it? It'd be great. We just played a few songs and chatted about it. It would be great. We can do that if you like. So, what's the creepy crawly, Tucson?
I'm going to go with B.
I'm afraid that's incorrect.
The answer was A, B.
That is, of course... you know what? I'm going to give you the point, but I'm also going to give Tom a 8 out of 10 for beautiful singing. Whoa! Beautiful singing. Really wonderful.
Thank you, man. Wait until the third take. It's going to be even better. Okay. Oh, it's when I come alive.
Oh, amazing. No.
There you go. Yes, that's how it works.
This game is terrifying. Can
come
I just
on.
Say...
You'll enjoy it.
No, when I realise what this game... I can't multitask. And this involves...
First of all,
a knowledge of a creepy crawly. I don't know what's in here, but...
It's not the actual creepy crawly, don't worry. It's just I've just written it down on a bit of paper.
But I have to sing to a song.
Yes, I can tell you now, the song is Don't You Want Me Baby by the Human League.
Great, that will help.
Okay, and about the creepy crawly that's there on the bit of paper, okay?
What, do you just think everybody knows facts about these
Doesn't
creatures?
Have to be, look, do you think Tom said a single fact?
Whoa!
Yeah, yeah, they make money!
They eat honey, they make money.
Were you even listening, Crosby?
I'm sorry,
Jesus!
I'm sorry.
Fucking idiot!
Oh, man.
Bonus point to both teams there, I apologise. Maisie, you are going to be singing to the tune of Don't You Want Me Baby by the Human League. Great. All about a certain creepy crawly. Clarky, you've got to work out what that creepy crawly is. Off you go, Gwyn.
Great.
Twice through.
This is torture.
Plenty of time to...
Maisie, off you go.
I was walking down the street with some crisps on my back, because that's how I carry things. I was walking with 999 of my friends, because I like to travel in a pack. Let's say the same thing again. I carry the crisps on my back, and there's lots of me. You wouldn't want me inside your trousers or your pants, because that's what sounds like me. No, you don't want me. I know that I am small, but together we are mighty. Yes. You don't want me.
Yes.
Okay. A-N-T-S. I love spelling.
I think we're still on the middle. Be sorry.
A-N-T-S. Spelling. It's something I like to do with my friends, of which there are many.
Yes.
Would you like to join me carrying some food on my back?
Maisie Adam, everybody.
Oh. Oh.
Fantastic work, Clarky.
I am sweating so much.
It was just genuinely fantastic. I loved it. It was great.
That's a better song.
Eurovision. Bring it on.
I've never felt so much pressure on myself.
I mean, you excelled. You carried the song on your back.
Clarky, what was the creepy crawly?
It was ants.
No, ants. It was ants. It was Dex.
A pack of ants. Yeah. He said he'd travel in a pack.
You said they make fucking money, mate.
Someone's selling the honey.
They do make money. What do you think you buy honey with?
Exactly.
Jesus, Crosby. I apologise. Two bonus points to each team. And just for fun, let's hear that third take again. Gorgeous stuff.
I got there.
You get a point to Clarky, but I think I'm going to give it 9 out of 10 there. Points.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Thank you.
Oh,
that's it.
Oh. Maisie, Adam and the ants.
One take.
Didn't even think of that when I read it, but really happy. Really happy.
That was a spontaneous one, Adam and the ants.
Well, I must have, subconsciously, it must have been there, but yeah.
Let's not break down the process. Let's not.
What I did was I took Adam.
But are you happy? So... This you're going to be singing. You're going to be singing about Creepy Crawly to the tune of "Like a Virgin" by Madonna. Absolute 80s banger.
It's quite high, isn't it?
You've taken your mic out of the stand.
Yeah. Madonna.
Okay, Gwyn, when you're ready.
I take it you don't need counting in for this one.
No, I do. I don't know the song.
Also, sorry. How long did my song text come in?
Yeah, it gave you lots of time to think of those awesome lyrics.
In that amount of time, he could have chatted about Tim Berners-Lee.
Well, we don't know what the song's going to be like yet.
He's a creepy guy. I mean, you stood up at the exact right time, but you... Okay. Okay, yeah. We're going to go once round a verse and a chorus as an intro, if that's okay.
This is how Madonna does it, okay. All right? It's more about the performance than the words with Madonna. It's a feeling. I need to perform it to someone. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, creepy crawling. I've got so many legs. Creepy crawling. Look at me, creepy crawling. I've got so many legs. That's a fact, right?
Yeah, I believe it. Is that a fact?
Count me in again. I'll just do some. I think Madonna does that. I don't
know. Lovely twists and turns there. Yeah. Any more lyrics?
Oh yeah. Lyrics. I'm hungry. Oh, I'm so hungry for you.
Yeah.
Creepy crawly. Sing along if you know it.
I've got so many legs. Creepy crawly. I'm hungry.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Legs. I've got so many legs for you.
Yes!
I'm so hungry for you. Oh. I'm a many legs, hungry, creepy crawly.
Everyone!
Creepy crawling! I've got so many legs! Creepy crawling!
Many legs!
Tucson Douglas, everybody! Yeah. Tucson Douglas! And the 100 Voice Choir! Give yourselves
that
a round of applause!
The sound of the summer! Oh!
Gorgeous work. Now, real vamping there.
Really sexy.
No one expected the 12-inch remix, did they? Harry, now, a lot to chew on there. What did you make of that? What are you thinking? What are you thinking when it comes to
a sensual tree, wasn't it?
A creepy crawly. It certainly was.
I think it's a caterpillar, isn't it?
It's a caterpillar, it is. Yeah, yeah, you go. A very hungry caterpillar, of course. So you get your point, but now it's how many points do I give Tucson?
He goes all the way.
Am
up.
I going all the way?
All the way up to him.
Do you know what? It's very rare that I do this.
Oh, yeah.
But it's 10 for Tuce. And it's 10 for the audience as well.
No!
10
for the audience. Double whammy.
I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you.
Amazing. Amazing.
The wind beneath his butterfly wings.
I've never done drugs, but I imagine it's something like that.
Not as fun.
Not as good as this.
Right. Clarky. Close it up strong, Clarky, with a bit of Tainted Love by Soft Cell.
Oh, man. How do you top?
How do you top yourself?
What a way to avoid the round.
It's my last. Clarky's last Google search.
Clarky's Googling. This one's a real conundrum.
Why?
You'll find out.
Okay, here we go. Okay. A bit of Tainted Love. Gwyn, will you play?
Sometimes I feel I'm gonna shit myself when I see this. Creepy crawly, cause it's freaky as fuck, mate. And then I see it creeping across the floor, and it's scary. But the thing about it is that it's got so many fucking legs.
Whoa!
That's the
thing about it. I really didn't want to mention that, but when you see my card, there's literally nothing else that you can mention about it. It has actually got loads of fucking legs.
Yes.
Tainted my pants. Oh, I tainted my pants. Baby, touch me.
What?
Baby, touch me with your...
Whoa! Maisie, you feel safe.
Touch me with your two-ply baby. With your three-ply baby. With your four-ply baby. Because you taking my pants with your lots of legs. Oh! Okay, that's it.
Wow.
Lock everybody.
Wow.
Clarkie, I've said this to you many times, Clarkie, but I've never meant it more. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease.
That really took a turn at the end, didn't it?
It did. It got quite aggressive.
It got dark.
It got dark.
More creepy than crawling, really.
What are you thinking?
Well, you're somebody with lots of legs. We've decided that. A severe bowel problem.
I think Clarkie might have the bowel problem.
I've got the bowel problem
when he sees this creature.
I have a fear of them, but you probably wouldn't know that.
Oh, I see what's happened here. The reason he shits himself is when he sees one.
Yes.
So he's gone for a very, very personal lyric there.
I'm not proud of this, but my reason behind why I thought you'd done was, I shit myself, was I was thinking the film The Human Centipede.
Oh, smart.
I'm not proud that that's where my head went.
Well,
they could have gone worse places.
They weren't proud of where their head went either. Mom, Dad, I've got a part in a film. I'm number five.
Wait. There I am.
That's me.
Oh, you've missed me. Why would you be scared of a centipede, though? Okay. Yeah. What else? Well, the other ones that have got lots of legs are a millipede. I'll be honest, you didn't give much info in the song, aside from...
I'm going to give you the point, because it is a centipede.
It is a centipede.
Of course it is. So you got that.
Why are you so scared of a centipede? Yeah,
they're fucking terrifying, man.
You're not good with creepy crawlies, are you?
No, I'm not.
Are you struggling during this show? Is this a bit tricky for you? What are we going to give Clarkie, though, for his onslaught?
A restraining order?
The thing is, we've had a 10, but really, that was more than a 10, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean?
You're getting 5. And in fact, I'm giving the audience 10 for putting up with it. So an extra 10 going. Producer Gwyn, who wasn't even alive in the 1980s, were you, Gwyn? He was born in 2003. 2003, can you believe it? Tell us the scores at the end of that round.
Do you know the year of his birth?
Child of the future. 2013 he was born. Tell us the scores at the end of that round. What's that done to
him? So, the scores are... Ben and Maisie have 22.
Ooh. Hello.
The audience have 20.
Wow. Oh my God.
Everything to play for.
Are we coming third?
And Tom and Tucson have 23.
Oh!
Exciting stuff. Well, let's keep that dancing mood going as we limbo under the long arm of the law. It's right, it's Beat Brothers!
You've got a problem!
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share based beef. And today's one comes from Matt, who is in the audience. Hello, Matt, are you there?
Hello.
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 So, Matt Wright.
His name.
It's Matthew Wright. Yeah, Matthew Wright's here. Sorry about losing the gig to Jeremy Vine, but you know. He writes, my partner complains if I have too many of my jackets in the cupboard under the stairs. I believe this is a convenient, intuitive place for them to be housed. That's all he writes.
Oh!
So, it's Matt and his partner. Now, Ben and Maisie, you are on Matt's side.
Well, of course we are.
You're on the side of the jackets. Tom and Tucson, you are on the side of the partner. But before all of that, let's have a cross-examination. Now, Matt, just to check, your partner not here at the moment.
Correct.
Here in the room. Okay. Do you want to give a name?
Sarah.
Sarah. You've got Matt and Sarah. Sarah believes that the coat shouldn't be kept... or so many jackets shouldn't be kept under the stairs. Any questions for Matt and sort of vicariously Sarah?
Yes.
Tucson.
Matt, hi.
Hello.
Great.
Rapport. Already a rapport.
How many jackets do you put in the cupboard under the stairs?
Fewer than 10.
Oh.
Answer the question, Matt. I've written... How many fucking coats, mate? You're not answering code.
I've written evasive.
Yeah, yeah. That's really pissed me off, that ass. My first is in Frog, but not in Devon. Coat boy.
Eight.
He's saying eight. Okay, he's saying eight.
Oh, eight. Suddenly he comes up with a number. Oh, suddenly you know how many jackets you own. Tell fucking surprise, coat boy.
Tom, are you Sarah?
Any other questions for Matt?
Are they all
nice coats? Are they all nice and cozy and warm?
are them for sale?
These are jackets rather than coats, aren't they?
That's right. It's a mix. So
okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's... You're changing
coats
your story
and
now.
Jacket.
So you own 8 jackets and how many coats?
8 jackets and coats combined.
Okay, fine. That's fine. No, I think we can work with that. So, we can justify that. They're not big puffer jackets. So that you've not got, like, 8 North Face things going on in there.
So it's like a winter coat, a lighter coat.
Yeah.
Kinnell, you're doing all right.
He's got on his side.
Sorry, yes. Yeah.
A sort of, cagoule.
You've got to have a sort of cagoule, yeah.
Okay.
You've got a cagoule. How old are you, Matt?
Cagoule.
Huh?
29.
I'm really feeling sorry for Sarah at this point, to be honest. Going out with someone who says cagoule.
Okay. We've had
what
three
else
of
you
them.
Call
them? What's the fourth one?
A reflective cycling jacket.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, there we go. Here we go. He's a cyclist. Of course he is.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry for saving the fucking planet.
Where are you putting your bike, Matt, you cunt?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, no.
We've got to... That's got to be stricken for the record.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Matt. Sorry about that.
It's not going under the stairs, is it? Too many jackets! Bike's blocking the fucking kitchen door. Sarah comes home.
Unacceptable. Can you think of a nicer word?
He might not even have a bike. He might just like the look.
Are you a raver?
You're a new raver, yeah. You're massive into the klaxons.
do you look after a car park? What's going on?
What does Sarah get to put in the cupboard?
Jackets.
And how many jackets does Sarah have?
And talk us through them.
I think Sarah has as many jackets as I do.
Here we go.
I've got a question for you. Why are you with Sarah?
Whoa. Hey.
What?
Jesus Christ.
Wow. What?
Come on, you're on his side.
Whose house is it, Matt?
Ours. It's 2021, Tom. Come on.
Wow.
How big's the jacket cupboard? Like, how many steps could you take in it? That's a normal question. How many Harry Potters could live under there?
It's a solid one Potter.
One Potter. Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
So what would Sarah like to do with the cupboard? What's her issue with having the jackets in there? What would she want for the cupboard?
I don't think she has an alternative. She just wants fewer jackets. She doesn't like the clutter, whereas I think that's what the cupboard
is meant
for.
Isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How many... How many pegs or hooks do you have in the cupboard?
Great question.
It's a three-pegger.
It's a three-pegger?
Three pegs!
You're doing 16 jackets on a three-pegger in a one-potter.
You're killing us here, Matt.
That's absolutely insane.
We're trying to
right.
To quote a real cunt, but it's 2021, mate.
Three.
This is unprecedented, but can we enter a plea bargain?
But
the pegs are those pegs that are like double pegs.
The
longy and the shorty bit on
okay, it. Okay, so three double pegs with 16 jackets in there. You ask a question, I'll do the maths.
Any further
What's
questions?
What's your favourite colour?
Coat.
Any further questions?
Yeah, you've got a winter coat, you've got a lighter coat, you've got a cagoule, you've got a reflective cycling jacket.
Sounds like Chumbawamba. He sings the songs that ride in the good times, he sings the songs that ride in the better times.
It's 2021!
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I've been in mothballs too long, man.
This is good stuff.
Yeah.
What are your three more? You got a tweed jacket in there? Blazer?
Denim. Hoodie.
Denim!
Love it.
Denim hardly counts.
It's 2021. Yeah. Denim
hardly counts.
It's back.
Lightweight.
Fine.
Denim.
Hoodie.
Hoodie?
You can't put a hoodie under the stairs.
Wait, we're on this side.
Can I ask a key question about the hoodie? Are you hooking hood or the little tiny fiddly bit that it's hard to hook on,
this is
but
a good
you
question.
Really should hook on to not misshape the hood?
Hood.
Oh, God. Monster. Absolute monster.
Do you know who else had pointed hoods? Yeah.
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 You're a real piece of work, mate.
Yeah. Yeah.
This guy's giving me the jury,
I think the case is closed.
Case closed.
Do you want to go Judge Dredd on this and just have it done?
I am the fucking law. Right. No, I think we still want to hear the cases. So I'm gonna call the opening prosecution, Maisie. You have a minute.
Oh fuck!
I know. To make your case.
Right. Okay.
Remember, you're on Matt's side. Mm. If it's possible to be on Matt's side, who knows? 1 minute, starting now.
Right, so when you've got three hooks under the stairs, okay, which are double pegs, it's providing you maybe compromise and take off the hoodie, you can go 3-3-3 on the top ones, 2-2-2 on the bottom ones. And that's before you put on your life-saving reflective jacket, which, did you know, by the way, there are 203,000 accidents by people being hit on a bike not wearing a reflective jacket.
That one's the fact. Sorry, what round is this?
But luckily, there's people like my client in the world who will wear a reflective jacket, and I do think that that needs to be rewarded with at least somewhere safe to put it. And if it's some one potter deep, then chance would be a fine thing. Then... I can't stop thinking about Harry Potter's cock.
Maisie Adam, everybody. No. Maisie Adam, that's your time. No one expected that.
It is hard.
Once I hear it shaped like a lightning bolt.
Okay.
I can't believe this is the second time as well I've brought up Harry Potter in this podcast. I'm not an obsessed
fan. I heard he had genital Hogwarts. Am I right, guys? Am I right, guys? It's 2021.
Tucson, of course, you're going to be making the case against Matt. Your minute begins now.
He's a racist.
Okay.
And so if you go with Matt, you're all fucking racist. And as the only black person clearly in this room, that is a bad fucking move. I rest my case.
He only needed 13.9 seconds and my God, he used them.
Also, Harry Potter's got a tiny cock.
Yeah. Whoa! Clarky.
Hello.
You've got a minute to wrap up the case. By the way, Matt, how do you think it's going so far? Don't answer that. You've got a minute to wrap up the case for the prosecution. Your minute begins now.
Well, I'll say this. You've got a cupboard full of jackets, right? What else is he supposed to do with them? Because I tell you once, right, I had the exact same situation and I ended up eating all the jackets. And then I got in my car and I run over myself.
It's 2021.
It's good. Good, strong stuff.
2021.
The defense rest.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Thank you, Clarky. Okay, well, all that remains is to ask Tom to conclude the case for the defence. Now, Tom, are you going to be doing it as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a John Grisham defence lawyer.
What?
Yeah.
We've hardly seen you all panty, mates.
Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing. Welcome back to the world, mate. Your minute, if you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Hell. Feels kind of good to be in the courtroom again, don't it? Well, not for one of us, perhaps, but hell, good to be out of the house. Hey, car stretching the legs, smell of the leather, crack of the whip. You know what I'm talking about. Hell, I'm not one for them there online trials. Hell, what? Zooming into court. I ain't never zoomed in my life. Down to the train station, stood in a passport photo booth, talking to the wind. Fourth photo's always the charm. Not guilty, yo, aren't. Anyway, I digress. I recognize you from the bakery, smell of fresh bread. Round here, we good simple folk. We honest folk. Hell, we know when a man spread too much mustard on his beef. You know what I'm talking about. Well, you might say that, madam, but you teach my children at the college. Reminds me of the old story of John the Butcher. Y'all remember John the Butcher there? Bought himself 3 pigs for the county fair. Got home 1 pig house in his garden. Can't fit no 3 pigs in 1 pig house. 2 of them slept in the pond. Next morning, he only had 1 pig. Bacon for breakfast. The defence rests, Your Honour.
Fanshawe Standen. One pig house, as we know, the original name for Google as well, wasn't it? So, okay, well, I can't make the call myself. I'd love to, but I just don't fancy it. So instead, I'm going to call upon our live Phoenix audience. So if you think Ben and Maisie... and therefore Matt, sorry mate, is in the right, I would like you to applaud now.
It's not looking good.
Handful of racists in the room. Smattering.
A smattering.
But if you think... we always like to have a smattering, of course.
We can have a smattering.
Too many ruins it, but a few... Okay. But if you... Susan. But if you think Tucson and Fanshawe made the best case, applaud now. Wow.
Sorry, Matt.
Quality.
Matt, I'm sorry. You're burning those jackets in the back garden, mate. Now we come to the bit which really makes me miss those Zoom shows. Because normally I'd nip to the kitchen during this bit and make myself a nice cup of tea. It is, of course, the quick fire round jingle, so let's just... sup deep on its milky warmth. Off we go.
Oh, God.
This is the quick fire round. It's a round that goes really quickly, which is why you'd think it would really have a quick introduction.
Ooh, surely that's the case.
Should have a quick introduction, but in fact it is quite long.
It's been a while since we listened to this jingle.
Oh, God.
And I'm starting to realise it's longer.
I like it.
I actually remember. It's a beast. It's longer than I remember.
Can we rewind it?
To introduce a round that's quick. Don't get me wrong, I remembered it being quite long. I thought it had stayed its welcome and then finished, but it's still going.
Ooh, it rumbles on.
It had stayed its welcome ages ago, and yet still it meanders on. So yes,
oh, God.
It's definitely longer than I remember. I mean, the way I remember it would finish now, and yet we've not finished.
I need a wee.
And it doesn't feel like it's finishing. In fact, it feels like it's warming up. But maybe we need to make a stand and say, no way, mate. It's gone on long enough. Let's draw a line in the sand. Let's have no more of this long introduction.
I have to get back to Brighton tonight.
Instead, let's say, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I can't stress that's enough, man.
It really grows on
this
you.
This has gone on just too long. Well,
yeah.
That we have. It's time for us to get on.
Yes.
The quick fire round.
Oh, good to be back. Good to have you back, quick fire round jingle.
Keep it snappy.
This is indeed the quick fire round, and as our show has been all about cobwebs, I'm going to ask our players to give not one answer to each question, but eight.
Oh.
Like the legs or arms of a spider. YMCA motherfuckers. But you only have 8 seconds to do it, okay?
What?
So instead, yeah, eight answers in 8 seconds.
Are you mad?
I mean, don't
oh, now you want more time. I've got to get back to Brighton.
No, it's eight answers, 8 seconds. You get a point for as many as you can get, right? Okay.
Aww.
Here we go. This is gonna be hard keeping score, Quinn, but I think you can do it. I'm sure you can do it. Okay. So instead of buzzers, I would like you to shout out your first names. Tom and Susant.
Tom.
Susant.
Love it. Maisie.
Maisie.
Ben.
Ben.
Love it. Really strong. Not lost it, guys. Not lost it. Off.
If I miss the last train back to Brighton because you've been making me say my own name.
Listen, it's your own time you're wasting.
Oh,
about to start the round, mate. The phrase I was about to be was off we go. Off we go. Foods.
Tom. Lasagna, beans, cheese, eggs, fish, milk, carrots, avocados.
Yes, he's done it. No, he hasn't. Milk isn't a food.
Yeah, actually.
Milk is a food.
Milk is a food. It's not the food.
Listen, what do babies exist on?
Oh.
Milk.
Yeah, but they don't. Yeah. They don't count.
They need. That's their food.
Is milk a food?
No.
You know racists.
What? Somebody says to you, if somebody says to you, do you want to go out for some food?
And they
and then they turn up with a carton of milk, you're out of there.
Yeah, you know what? You make a good point.
Have you ever cooked milk? It's great.
Lovely cooked. Oh, love a bit of cooked milk.
Better cook milk.
In fact, oh, do you know
milk
what?
On toast.
There's a new cooked milk place that's just opened in Soho.
Should we go?
We should go after the show.
Lovely, that sounds great.
A bit
great.
Of cooked milk, yeah, yeah. 8 points.
Fried milk.
Yeah.
Maisie could come with us when she's lost Mr. Train.
green things.
Ben.
Off you go.
Grass.
Green.
objection. Green is a green, is not a green thing.
Green is green.
That's your 8 seconds, I'm afraid.
Oh,
1 point
he
there.
He objected during. You've got to save it to the end, man.
There's a green lime there.
There is.
Yeah,
but
you don't get a point for that. Just 1 point there.
Right.
Comedians. Who wants to do it? Maisie, do you fancy it? Off you go.
Maisie Adam, Toussaint Douglas, Rhys James, Ed Gamble, Matthew Crosby, Joe Brand, Bernard Manning, Victoria Wood.
Fuck me, mate. We're sat right here. We're sat right here. Unbe-fucking-leavable.
She went for Bernard Manning.
Bernard Manning.
It hurts, but you can't argue with it. That's the thing.
You get 8 points and a bonus point for listing the full 8 best comedians of all time.
Can I say the ultimate insult?
Bernard Manning.
As well.
I've just been told, Gwyn says, apparently it was only 7 you did there. But
no, it wasn't. There's 2 Bernard Mannings.
Okay, no, yes.
Even now, you couldn't say my fucking name. Yeah. Unbelievable.
You've got 7 points plus a bonus one, so 8. Footballers.
Toussaint. John Barnes, Michael Owen, Pele, Maradona, the one with the hair, the big hair.
Yeah.
The
Andy Carroll. Oh.
That's your time, I'm afraid. What was
Thrill.
That, 4? That was 4.
It's made up for the green there.
ABBA songs.
Tom. Waterloo, Thank You for the Music.
Thank you.
Dancing Queen. Do, 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 do.
That was 3.
Oh boy.
There you go.
Oh boy.
Types of bread.
Toussaint. Sourdough. White bread. Brown bread. Sliced bread. Unsliced bread. There is unsliced bread. Baked
That's
bread.
That's your time.
Yeah.
Baked bread.
Yeah. The best kind.
Some bread isn't baked.
And that's all.
Imagine dinner at theirs, baked bread and some milk.
They do great baked bread at the milk cooking place, honestly. We've got to
Send
go.
To our cafe.
It only works if you're a hedgehog.
And finally, smells.
Maisie. Bottoms. his cupboard. Grass. Bernard Manning. Summer. A breeze. A line.
That's your time. How many was that?
That was 6.
It was 12.
6.
Six.
Did you count the 2 Bernard Mannings?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Just pop another 7 one there. Okay,
because they smell very
so
different.
Good, so good you smell him twice. That's
That is the end of that round and the end of the game. I've got no idea how it's gone, actually.
What an ep, by the way.
I'll tell you what, the audience were pretty quiet on that quickfire round, weren't they, the audience?
They've got tired.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I meant with their answers rather than they're a bad audience.
Oh.
I meant they were in the lead and they could have. Anyway, that's what I was saying.
They've got tired.
Listen, well, before we find out the final scores, Maisie Toussaint, is there anything you would like to plug? Maisie, anything you'd like to plug?
No, thank you.
Bernard Manning, not got a DVD out.
Not going on tour anymore. Cancel.
Oh yeah, shit. Yeah, no, yeah. I am. Yeah. Probably not after this. I'm on tour a year away, so maybe see you in a year. What do you say here? Just you list all 30 dates of where I'm going.
Oh, she's doing 30 dates. Oh. All 30. Oh,
and your comedians, but you can list all of your dates.
Who's your support act, Bernard? Or
he's doing 2
it's,
sets.
It's
yeah.
me doing a tribute of Bernard.
Love to see that.
Finally.
So we can find you maiseadam.co.uk.
.com.
Oh, she's got the
ring a ding ding.
.com. I had a very long phone call with somebody who's bought .co.uk and decided to do nothing with it.
So we could buy it off them.
You don't buy it off them. I'm trying to buy it back.
How much are they asking for it?
I can't
We're
say.
We're going to do a bidding war.
You can't do a fundraiser for me. And
we're going to outbid for your website.
We'll have a whip round.
Don't outbid me on my own name. Please.
Tucson, how about you?
Maisie Adams going on tour next year. She's got 30 dates.
30 dates!
Whoa!
And she's doing a tribute to Bernard Manning. So she's not shifted a lot of tickets. So get buying. No, I've got absolutely nothing at all. I'm on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, check me out. I do some silly videos on Instagram as well. Tucson_gram. So check that out.
Check him out.
This is a really awkward bit of the show.
Yeah, it is.
Just
isn't
a bit of feedback for you. I feel a bit like the people that stand in the windows in Amsterdam at the moment. Very like.
Well, you should say it's weird you took your top off for this bit.
Come see me in Swindon.
No, thanks everyone who came down tonight for watching. As always, listeners at home, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. There's loads of bonus stuff over there if you're a fan of the podcast and you would like to give us some money for that. It's a great way to keep this podcast free. We get some cash, you get some really fun stuff. Leave us a review on iTunes, all of that kind of thing. So this is what we're about. The final scores.
Oh.
I don't know how this is going to go.
You just couldn't call it, could you?
Just couldn't call it at this stage. Couldn't call it. Producer Gwyn.
So the audience have 20.
Congratulations, audience.
They just got tired.
they just got tired towards
the end.
Bernard Manning has 2.
Of course.
Yes, Bernard.
R.I.P. big man.
Gone but not forgotten.
Up top.
R.I.P. big guy. This one's for you.
Ben and Maisie have 38. But the winners are Tom and Tucson with 47.
So Ben and Maisie have to dust the cobwebs whilst Tom and Tucson enjoy a few grams of a different kind of dust. That's right, Rob, for a night out on the Spice. Thanks to our guests, Tucson Douglas and Maisie Adam. We've been Pappies. See you next time on
Flatshare Slamdown!
Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry, and of course Bernard Manning twice. With special guests Tucson Douglas and Maisie Adam. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Caution with help from Quinn, Reese Davis, and it was produced by Emma Caution. Big thanks to everyone who came down to the show. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a Secret News production for Acast and the internet. Thanks to the Phoenix. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Well, there we go. What an absolute treat that was.
A real treat, yeah. They, wonderful guests. Puts a lot of pressure on the guests on those February shows as well. Because we've started the year, in fact, very, very strong with that episode. Yeah. Strong and long. How we like to do it.
If you're out there thinking you'd make a good guest, stand by your phones. You might be getting the call.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
You may be listening to this now and you may look down your phone and one of us has sexted you to see if you can do the 21st or 22nd. I hope you can. Right. We've got a message in. We've got a message in from Dave in Manchester.
Okay.
Now, if you remember the Christmas episode, we talked about the clap in the turkey.
Oh, yes.
Remember this? Yes. Well, a little bit of backstory to that. You suggested clapping the turkey, Tom, as a fake tradition.
Right.
In a Flatland years ago. Somebody half remembered that and played a prank on their workmates to say it was a real tradition. Then they wrote in a message, having forgotten it came from us, about that.
Oh, word.
We read it out. We'd forgotten that we'd said it in the first place. It's very complicated. But anyway, basically, it was a made-up tradition. It's been given new life by this message from Dave in Manchester. Another twist in an already incredibly curly tale. Just wanted to give you an update on applauding the turkey / honouring the kill. I mentioned this tradition to my other half, and she mentioned the tradition over Christmas breakfast as my parents were preparing the turkey. So in a slight mockery of me, the table gave the bird a round of applause as it went into the oven. However, given that my niece and nephew, aged 6 and 4, were also there, they absorbed this new tradition sincerely, and it lodged in their minds like a thought in Tom's head. Hence, not only was the turkey wildly applauded when it arrived at the table for Christmas dinner, but every side dish was similarly welcomed like a special guest on a chat show or a beloved side character on a 90s American sitcom. I fear you've inadvertently created a genuine new tradition for my family. I assume you'll be available next year for the compare work of introducing everything. The bread sauce particularly needs an enthusiastic, warm up audience. Cheers, everyone. Happy New Year, Dave in Manchester. It lives.
Oh, wow.
It lives, Tom.
I love it. In 60 years' time, people will be all over the country applauding the kill, and no one will be able to unpick the origins of the tradition.
No, because no one will remember this podcast. We won't remember.
Wow.
We won't remember. As soon as I finished reading that email, I had no idea what it was about. But we'll have no clue. But thank you, Dave, for that message. If you would like to send us a message about anything at all related to the podcast, pappiesflatshare@gmail.com. And of course, if you want to send us a beef, we're going to be recording some Beef Brothers very, very soon, and we need your beefs. beefbrotherspodcast@gmail.com. Get in touch.
Get in touch. But welcome back. Pinch Punch, first podcast of the month. In the second month of the year. Let's not overthink it. Lovely to be back.
Two for a pair.
I agree.
Today's episode was produced, as ever, by Emma Corsham.
Corsham team.
Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.